The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Now, it's Wednesday. It is Wednesday, just remind me.
It's Wednesday.
Good, because normally there's Bex here. She hasn't been here for the last couple of weeks.
Wow.
Which is, you know, she's always blooming ill just lately, so she's getting green. So I might have to go for a younger, more healthy model.
Ooh, well, I'm free on Wednesdays, you see.
There you go, then. We've got a younger and healthier model, for now, anyway. I mean, you know.
For now? Okay, all
you
right.
You don't look that healthy, bearing in mind,
oh,
you know,
thanks.
The amount of sleep you don't get.
Yeah, well, sleep is for the weak.
Well, that's what Adele Trotter used to say years ago. Sleep is for wimps, Rodney.
Yeah.
Sleep is for wimps. So, anyway, I want to talk about the all this stuff that's going on at the moment, and I'm thinking, are we actually aware of what's going on? This might kind of scare people, it might not. If you're the old-fashioned way of shoving your money under the mattress and getting it out when you need to, mm-hmm. You know, I think you may have a point because of, you know, how safe is, you know, details of your bank details, your passwords for a variety of different things. How safe are you? Do you ever wonder? Do you? I mean, I've got a. You know, let me just tell you what I've put on my Facebook page this morning, because I think it's quite a fascinating thing. To the point where, yes, it's fascinating, but yes, it's kind of alarming and concerning as well. I've started to wonder why we give up so many details about ourselves. Our password, account numbers, addresses, telephone numbers. In fact, we are now encouraged to do so. Put all your numbers and details in a cloud and we'll maintain it for you and keep it nice and safe, is what we're told, only to be hacked by hackers. Would you ever consider going back to the old-fashioned way, like pay cash, or do away with the technology that seems to be leaving us wide open for attack?
There is good points in that. When it comes down to it, all technology, all data, everything that you put on the web can be viewed by other people. In its lifetime, it will be viewed by someone. And I can agree with the whole thing of giving out your address. What I really dislike is when you go to when you go online or you make an email account or whatever, they have to know where you live. It's actually quite scary. Like, oh, we want your phone number, we want your email address, we want your address, where you are, what's your name, your birthday. They want to know everything. And when it comes down to things like, oh, I want to buy something for this or I want to buy something for that, you have to put in all your details and credit card numbers. How do you know they don't keep that and use it later on? Like, they always ask for the expiry date. That's what really scares me. It goes, when does it expire? Oh, it ends on the 20th of such and such. They go, okay, we a day before that account ends, we'll take out a good 100 or so. They won't notice. That's what I fear is going to happen.
Do you know, you've got a cynical mind, haven't you? You've been working here too long, you have. There's lots of questions here. I don't have the answers. This isn't to put the fear of God up to, you know, anyone.
Yeah.
It's not at all. It's just like, how secure do you think you are? I'll ask you a simple question. Would you give me the 4 digits to your credit card?
No.
You wouldn't give them to
no,
me?
No, I wouldn't.
Why
I don't
not?
Know. Well, I don't know what you're going to do with them. Why do you want them?
So the 4 digits that I'm on, but when you put the card
into
the machine,
you
got to put the
4
code.
You
wouldn't give that to me.
I wouldn't give that to anyone.
And yet, I bet you that it's written down somewhere.
Nope, it's in my head. Actually,
it's
the only thing I remember properly.
How many people though have got that 4-digit thing
written down somewhere?
Written down somewhere, yeah. Because, you know, unlike you, you probably only got one card to access.
I've got 2 cards.
In a minute, when you get older, Brandon, you'll think,
about 15.
I can't remember. Yeah, so you write them down somewhere, and you think, right, okay, you won't give somebody those numbers, but you quite happily write them down, or what we do now is we put them in a cloud, and that cloud can be hacked. And people have been hacked in the last couple of days again. And now there's an issue today with Marks and Spencers, because they're saying that they haven't been hacked, but it looks like from the outside world that they may have been.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I just, you know, ask the question again. Would you give over those details? The answer is no, but we do. There was this big argument years ago about ID cards. you know, the argument was, why should we have ID cards? I'm not giving out my data. It's personal. I'm not telling anybody.
Yet they have Facebook.
Look, exactly. Not just Facebook.
Twitter.
Let me tell
everything.
Let me confirm it, people. Big Brother is watching you, and they've been watching you for the last X amount of years.
And Big Brother's always been watching you.
They don't need your ID cards. Yeah. They've found another way, and you quite happily go. Someone must have... I bet you that if they dug deep enough, that person that invented Facebook is probably a government minister somewhere.
Well, when it comes down to it, Ian, if you look at Facebook as a whole, how much tax do they have to pay to keep that up running? It's the cheapest thing you can get out there. It's, what, $2,000 a year, something like that? $2,000 a year to keep Facebook running, okay? And think of all the uses that everyone can find, you know, friends, family and such. What about government? Government could find where you are, and they can see your status updates. I mean, I remember someone who was, I remember seeing it, it was a funny report, but this guy was selling drugs to someone, and he put up on Facebook to message this person, where, you know, where's my money for all this stuff that I sold you? And the police found out exactly where he was and where he sent that.
Yeah,
it's scary. It really is.
See, the thing is, when you do that, when you put that out there, you go. I'm then thinking, right? Have you tipped off the old tax people? Have you paid tax on that? Because you've just like hung yourself, really. You're giving all that information out.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. If you were saying to someone that you weren't somewhere and you were, I mean, how many people? This is what I can't understand. I mean, Facebook was, I think, is invented by a government minister so that it was just another way of keeping tabs. Big Brother is watching you.
Yeah.
But they've given it to you, and they've given you a sugar-coated pill to make you think that, oh, Facebook is this wonderful thing where they can stay in contact with you. How many times have these idiot people that have used Facebook have actually put something on their Facebook page saying what a lovely old time that they've had today with so-and-so, and we went here and we went there and we had a great time, and there's a picture of us, and only to find out that earlier on in the day they phoned in sick.
Yeah, that's...
Tell me, how daft are these people?
Yeah. When it comes down to it, I think it's it could be multiple things, really. Stupidity is one big thing that is... I remember seeing once some person put up a status about their boss. And they're like, oh, I hate him. He always looks at me weirdly. He makes me feel uncomfortable. He always likes to touch me and like tries to conversate with me. And the boss comments underneath, I'll be seeing you at work and we'll be discussing this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that thing of, why would you put that up in the first place?
It just goes to show that there is an extreme lack of intelligence out there, unfortunately. But I think that the thing, don't miss out on this, because you need to know this. Facebook probably wasn't invented to be all nice and keeping in touch with people. It was invented to keep an eye on you, and so was Twitter, and so was all of these other things as well. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
If you dig deep enough, that Facebook was invented by someone who has a connection with a government minister. It's like a way of keeping their tabs on you. You ever asked yourself why you get so many calls? I mean, PPI. My mum is X Directory. There's no such thing as X Directory anymore. You're not in a telephone book. So what? No one reads the telephone book anymore.
Yeah.
If they want your number, they can have your number.
On Facebook.
It's out there. Well, it's just not on Facebook.
Yeah, it's the thing, like, when it comes to connecting all your accounts up, this is the worst thing as well. It makes it kind of more scary. Is, hey, I've just made a Facebook account. Oh, you can make a Twitter one and connect them up. Oh, okay. And you can do that with YouTube. And you can do it with your WordPress account. And you can do it with this, and you can do it with that, and it all connects up. And when you connect one, it's like my PlayStation. I put in my PlayStation, because I bought one quite recently, after saving up, and it said, can you log into Facebook, and we'll be able to sync up everything. I went, okay, syncs it up, it now has my phone number, it now has my YouTube account, it now has my Facebook account, and it's connected them all up, and it says PlayStation Network now knows who you are.
Do you know what? It's really strange. Next time, because ask yourself this. I just want to make people aware. They're probably aware anyway, but certain people just go on willy-nilly just giving out information and putting that information so that other people can access it without them knowing it. And that's what's happening. Every time that phone rings and that person that you have no clue what's... I mean, how many times have you had PPI calling you?
Oh, more than enough.
How many times have somebody said, you know, that you pick up the phone and they say, we're contacting you about the car accident you had last...
I never had one. Yeah, I get texts from...
So you get all of that. Yeah. Ever wondered where they get those details from? Try this next time.
Yeah.
Just ask yourself this question first of all. Ever wondered where they got that information? Someone is feeding them that information. Mm-hmm. Where are they getting it from? Probably your cloud. It's probably been hacked. It's probably been handed over. But try this. When that person phones you up and they want to try and sell you something, or they want to try and do something for you, whether it's PPI, whether it's cold callers, whether it's... Just do this. Am I speaking to... They'll say, am I speaking to Brandon Langdon? And you'll say, yeah. Right, okay, all confused. How do you know me? Well, no. Of course, they know everything about you. Just do this. When they say, can you confirm? Are you interested, first of all, in what? And you say, yeah, of course I am. Yeah, tell me more about it. And they say, can you confirm your name? Okay, so you confirm your name, you confirm your address, and then you confirm your date of birth. By the way, this is confirming, because they've got the details the other end, and they're checking it. Just throw in a couple of wobblies. Wrong address for a start. Do this because, honestly, it will show you just how much they actually know about you. I gave this person very recently a wrong address, a wrong date of birth, and they said to me, sorry, I can't continue this conversation.
Because they know already who you are.
Exactly.
That's scary.
Exactly. And I don't know why they have to confirm that who they, but that is their one way of doing it. They can get those details from you. They've already got them, but once you've given them again, it just confirms, and then they can carry on the conversation.
I originally started getting PPI, and I got it from Amazon, I believe, because when I made my Amazon account and made my first purchase, it wasn't long after that I actually started receiving PPI calls and like emails, or you know, the odd message from kind of, have you had an accident recently? Because you're able to claim £10,000 as long as you do it by calling this number here. And all that stuff. It's kind of... I don't know. I think Amazon or whoever it is, they pass them details over for more money, maybe, because it's advertisement. When it comes down to it, advertisement is a big industry. I mean, it's huge in YouTube. You can make money from one YouTube video as long as it has enough views and you get enough subscribers from it. But when it comes down to it, your details are out there. As soon as you put something into anywhere, connect it all up, someone has them. And
do you know, you're absolutely right. And I would say to certain people, very recently we've had a bit of a scare here because Gmail accounts were sending out some funny stuff.
Yeah.
And we still haven't really got to the bottom of it, but we're in the process of shutting the account down and just moving on, okay? And it sent some funny emails to certain people, and they opened up the email, and then they get the virus and so on and so forth.
It's spam, isn't it? It's like a spam worm thing.
If you are, just say for instance, if you are out there thinking that you're not on the internet, you don't do this, you don't do that, but people don't know anything about you, have a double think. Really do think hard, because I just said to you, my mum's not on Facebook. She's just in the last year got the internet, and she's just bought herself a tablet a while ago, and an iPad. So when you have an iPad, the first thing they get you to do is open up an account. You can't
access it without an account.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you think to yourself, I'm going to go and buy myself an Apple iPod
for some
just
games.
To play your music on. You cannot progress with your iPod without
making an email address and an account.
And with that email address and
you
account,
you need your name, you need your number, you need your address,
and you need your credit card.
Your credit card number.
So, you know, my mum, although she's not hot on the internet, she's only just got and she's bought this thing, but she's now out there. Those details are out there.
Yeah.
So that is how they get you. And I would say that the majority of people of a certain age, if you bought something and they've got your details. Always amazes me when you go and buy, just say some, for instance, like a DVD.
Yeah.
You go and buy a DVD or a television or something, you know, not a television. Forget the television. Mm-hmm. You buy a DVD player or something. They will then ask you your address. Okay, because the reason why they ask you for your address is they then hand over those details to the BBC license people.
Yeah, so, to see if you have a license, right?
So then they alert those people and they'll write to you and say, yeah, you haven't paid your license fee. But you think, no.
They still need to scrap that idea. Come on, BBC doesn't own all the TVs in the world now. BBC is a small industry now.
There's another can of big worms there. But I'm just saying to people, just be aware. How safe do you think you are? My wife said something really ridiculous this morning, and within 3 seconds she'd realised just what a ridiculous thing she said. Now she said, I don't know whether you noticed today, but BT and EE, they're merging.
Yeah.
And it's going to, it's something, a £15 billion deal, okay? So BT and EE, we're both mobile phones with EE.
Yeah, so, I'm with EE.
So when you're with EE, just like any, they've got all your details. Just,
yeah.
So if you're with anybody, I mean, maybe we should make a list, compile a list of all the things that you have that will trigger a... the basic details that you feed into the machine, i.e. you buy a mobile phone, okay? If you buy a mobile phone, that means they've got your number, they've got your address, and they've got other details, your account number and so on if you're paying monthly.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's quite hard now to buy something with cash, mm-hmm. isn't it? They
yeah.
much prefer it to be, you can't do anything like that over, you know, on the internet. It's all cash.
Yeah.
But anyway, where was I? Where was I?
Oh, this debate is too much, Ian. It's too much.
It's driven BT and EE.
Yeah,
£15 billion deal. Okay, so we're both with EE.
Yeah.
And my wife said, "Oh no," she said, "we might end up being with BT." And I said, "What do you mean end up with BT? You're with BT." "No, we're not." I said, "Yes, you are. Who do you think owns the line?" They rent you rent the line from them, okay,
yeah.
the other firm that we're with, but it's a BT line. And that's, oh, crikey, I didn't realise that. No, there's an awful lot of things that we don't realise. And again, I'll come back to the same question. When that person rings you for PPI, how do you think he got your details?
Yeah.
And that, when if you were to take that conversation just a little bit further, you would then realise that they actually know more about you than probably you do. It was a joke that was Jim Davidson, comedian, used to tell about 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
He would say he lost his licence numerous times because he was done for drink driving. But he would be pulled over and he basically asked the question, "What's your name?" And he would say, "You know all that. You got all that on your screen in there because you would have done that before you've even got out." And it's true.
Yeah.
But it's even more so. They've got more details now. Even more details they have. You just think these things are hacked. I feel sorry for those celebrities that are...
All the nudes and things that they have.
How ridiculous are you? Again, you know, if you've had a nude picture that is personal to you, okay, are you going to give that to anybody? Because you just as well. If you're going to put it in a cloud where people can access it, you just as well. And again, if you put your four-digit number there for your card in that cloud, but you say you wouldn't give it to me, but you put it there.
Yeah.
And you will do in later life because you won't be able to remember all these blimmin' digits.
Well, nothing beats a good old bit of pen and paper.
Yeah, but...
Like, my writing may be terrible, but I don't put anything too serious down. I put it in my diary, which I kind of have like a little mini notebook of just things that I write down. And I put it in a tiny little box under my bed.
Now, I'm hoping that somebody like Dame Shirley will phone, okay?
Yeah.
Because she's out there in, she's over there in St Trinian's at the moment. We've got to say hello
St.
to her. Well, she's looking after the grandchildren. She's got two girls that, and she's gone over to St Helens, and they are like a couple of girls from, you know, remember St Trinian's, don't you? I mean, they are a bit
yeah,
of a handful.
Film, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They are, you know, a couple of wicked children. I bet Dame Shirley and Uncle Mick come back as, you know, they'll be completely cream cracker because they run them ragged. But we've got to say hello to Aunts Emily and Auntie Olivia. They're at St Trinian's.
Okay.
So they're probably being kept in because they've been naughty again. All right. But anyway, I'm hoping she's going to phone in because what I want to do is, I don't want to panic people, but I want to make people more aware.
Yeah.
Of, you know, the fact that
you're
that
putting important details out
every
there.
Time. You go online, you click one button, and it could cause you a hell of a lot of problems. Now, I touched on Gmail just now. We had something, a bug in Gmail,
mm-hmm.
and it was manifested itself, and it sent itself out to loads of other people. And if they opened up the email and clicked a certain, you know, icon on it, that means that they were also going to get the icon
yeah.
as well. So my advice to anybody, if something looks suspicious... If something looks suspicious, don't open it. Really, don't open it.
Yeah.
This thing had a thing where it was unable
to share the message.
Unable to download the message, share the message, show the message. delete it. Okay, if you ever see anything like that, delete it, because it will give you so much hassle, so much grief. And you don't mean to. I mean, at the end of the day, we just don't think. We click on that, and all of a sudden, you've got a virus in your computer, and it means that anybody can access anything. And I bet you've got people out there that are so intelligent, they could access your computer, they could access your cloud, and if your details are on there, you could lose hundreds, thousands of pounds.
That's how people live from it, don't they? They live off of that kind of stuff. It's the same as what we got here for the Gmail account. Was the what it might have been wanting to do is to get everyone's contact details and then try and download them files or details off the email. Obviously, because it's a business that we own here, it only targeted near enough what business contacts would have. So obviously it wanted to know more about businesses. Certain viruses, certain worms, because that's what they are. There's Trojans, worms, and there's loads of other ones. Trojans are things like emails that get sent to you. You open them up, and then boom, there it is, there's a virus, and it's now sucking out all your information, trying to find a bit of worth, maybe detail, credit card details, etc. Worms will eat through your system instead. They'll appear there, and they'll just start eating away at everything to then find details. And what hackers do is they just reclaim that money from you so easily. It's a smart way of living, but it's also quite nasty because it causes a lot of problems for people.
Yeah, it's an evil. But you think we sit there and we look at it maybe the wrong way round. We look at it and think, oh, someone's hacking my computer and it's not really nice. Oh, they've messed up my computer and that's an inconvenience. No, just look a little bit deeper, because it might not just be the inconvenience.
Yeah,
it's not just
there to mess up or slow down your computer. It's there to find things, details, codes. If you're logged into something, it will know your login and it will try to log in somewhere else to try and get something from you. It's smart, but...
So you've got to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to point out that, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but when we had the issue with the Gmail thing, it continued to send stuff from various different accounts, and our account continued, this account that was infected, continued to do things. It continued to be active.
Yeah.
Whereas, this is a Gmail account, whereas in the future, I would consider not having a Gmail account, but having a Hotmail account, because I know somebody that was affected by that.
And it didn't work.
And all of a sudden, it shuts itself down.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, it sends an email to the recovery email address to say that there has been an issue with your account and it's been shut down until further notice. It's been suspended until further notice. So I look at that and think, well, that's brilliant, because that's what you want it to do. It's shut it down and it's acted on something, whereas the Gmail thing just carried on.
Yeah, it comes down to security protocol. Really, I mean, Hotmail kind of, they're an older system of sending out mail. Gmail isn't as advanced, but it's a lot more simplistic to start up. I always find Hotmail is a bit more problematic when you want to make an account with it. You know, Gmail, all you need is your name, your address, your phone number, and the email that you want, and the recovery email. For Hotmail, it's a bit more...
And a telephone number.
Telephone number as well.
Yeah, and the telephone number, yeah.
So, what do you think happens then? Do Gmail then actually pass on your telephone number?
They probably do.
Bearing in mind, Brandon, we got a telephone number, a new telephone number, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, the only people that know it, the only people that know that particular telephone number is my wife's family, my family, no one else. Okay. But the amount of people that we get ringing that number. So I kind of, when I'm sat there at home, and it's quite a standing joke actually, if I'm sat there at home, if I'm having a coffee with someone at home during the course of the day, and the phone rings, okay, it will be ignored. Okay, it will be ignored for a reason, because it's either my family, who I don't talk to anyway, or it would be the wife's family, and I'm thinking, well, she's not in, so it's a waste of time me ringing, phone later on. Or it will be PPI.
Yeah.
So, but the amount of calls that we get, the PPI.
Well, the thing is, we've had calls here at Vectus once or twice, usually on John's phone, and it's usually around midday to 3 o'clock. When you usually go, sometimes the phone will go off just before I go on air, and it's PPI.
And where, you know, again, where do you think they got those details? They got those details from maybe someone that has hacked something. Maybe you've been with a company and they pass on your details. We all know that happens because apparently they were giving the details. They were handing out these details a little while ago, and they were saying 18 pence. They were saying 18 pence per person. So for every person's details, this company was willing to pay 18 pence so they could cold call them.
Yeah.
So 18, that's the value they put on your details.
Yeah.
But how scary and how selfish is that? And underhanded. I really detest what's happening here. But, you know, you ask the question. The question is quite simple. I mean, you know, knowing all of this, we shall still continue doing what we're doing, even though we are under threat the whole time we have our computer switched on. You don't even have to have your computer switched on. If you have put your stuff, your personal details, your credit card details, your bank account details, your telephone numbers, your four digits for the card, all that kind of stuff, all your passwords, your 35 million passwords that you've got for everything that you use now, your Facebook, your Twitter, your photo account, and all that kind of stuff. If that's out there, there's every chance that other people are looking at that and going through it right now. So that, with you knowing that, why aren't we putting our money under our mattress?
Well, it's because of the system that's in place. The system's been put in so smartly that you can't change it. It's the same as you can't ever live a stress-free life. The system that's been put in place to watch us, to know what we're doing. You know, what's so useful about notes, Ian, for the iPod? They're so easy to make. They're so easy to access, and you can access my notes and I can access your notes. That's a smart invention. But when it comes down to it,
could somebody hack into those notes then?
Well, you could probably look at my notes. Can you look at my personal notes? You probably can, can't you?
If what we're talking about here, listener, is if you've both got an Apple
device,
product,
you can sync up your notes. So I can put notes down like, "Hi Ian, I need food for tomorrow. Could you buy me noodles?" Ian will see on his phone that it would update his notes saying that. So basically, it's a way we can communicate and also keep a tab on what we need to do for vectors and such. But I don't know. Can you actually access my own personal notes?
No.
I've got personal stuff on there.
No. Only if you put it into...
Allow it for you to see it. Okay, so only on vectors editor thing is when you can see it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I know, you know, you rather stupidly put some details on there very recently that said...
Oh, yeah, it was my bank... It was my... how much money I had in my bank because I was saving up for my PlayStation.
Yeah, and how much you give your mum every week.
Yeah, because I needed to keep tabs in my mind, and it was... The only one that came up was the Vectis Gmail at the time, so I was like, oh, I have to put it on that one. Just put it on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It really is. I don't think we realise.
But the thing is, that's the system, Ian. It's a pain what they've done. It's the system that is in place is just so... It's almost perfect. You know, whoever the big brother is or whoever is watching us, we will never be able to get away from them because they have our details, they know where we are. If we disappear, they'll ask questions and come looking. You know, if we want to save information, data... anything, we put it down on technology, and technology all connects up to one big thing.
A footprint.
Yeah, the internet.
A massive footprint. You go back to the Facebook, you just said it there, and this is what I've said at the beginning. I think things like Facebook were put in place, on the surface to look very nice, but underneath it all, it's a way of keeping an eye.
It's the ID cards. That's what it is.
You think, okay, let's look at the situation. You do something really, really bad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go on, think of something really, really bad to do.
I murdered someone. That's a good one.
Brandon, you shocker.
Yeah, I know. I murdered someone out of pure jealousy.
Now, when did you do this?
Say we did this...
Don't worry, I'll tell you when you did it.
Yeah.
Because I'll find the body, obviously, and I'll track back from there, and there's probably cameras just about here, there, and everywhere. Oh, look, there's Brandon leaving his house there.
He's getting in a car with a bag.
And he doesn't drive, so he's going to be on the bus. There's cameras on the buses. You know, there he is getting a number six, and he's going through to ride there. And look, he's got a bag of tools with him. And coming back, look, there's a blood stain on his... see where this is going, don't you? But that being said, how is it that there are some crimes that aren't necessarily being solved? I mean,
the big question is, why do people disappear? How do they disappear? You know all these flights that randomly just disappear? Yeah. How do you lose a 200-ton jet with a good 100, 200 people? I don't know what it is, but we have so many loopholes in society, and we have a system in place that is so good, but it's so wrong. And it's correct in one fact, but wrong in the other. You know, for example, someone who's trying to make a bit more extra money by, say, oh, I'm on the dole, but I'm actually working, okay? That's fraud. Yeah, okay, that's fraud. They're the people being tracked down and being arrested when there's murderers, thieves, gangsters, whatever it is, murdering people and getting away with it.
Yeah, I agree.
What we need to focus on...
How come Tony Blair got away with what he got away with in front of the whole world,
yet
only today when it suits them, only this week when it suits them, we actually find out the real details? Well, hang on a minute. You know,
it's already happened.
It's already happened, but it already happened and it was filmed, and we all knew about it anyway, but they had to do this report first of all. And you think, it happened right before our very eyes. I've got so many things to say on that. If you want to join in, you can, 240666. We're going to take a quick break and we are going to come back in a mo.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
The White Military and Heritage Museum. Situated on the main Cows to Newport Road, the museum will excite your senses. Adults and children of all ages can experience the surge of adrenaline on an armoured vehicle ride around the tank track. For a real treat, why not try a ride in one of the Centurion tanks? There's also a covered rifle range to test your shooting skills. Enjoy refreshments in the cafe or the mess bar. Come along to the White Military and Heritage Museum, where you will be welcomed with open arms by our volunteer team. All profits are redistributed among armed service charities. Call 01983-300037 for more details or to book your ride.
The Castle St Helens. Superb self-catering accommodation in St Helens, open all year, just a short walk from the beach. Full details, including availability and offers, can be found on our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk. It's also the perfect place to book if you have relatives coming to visit you on the island, with special rates available for bookings made from Isle of Wight addresses. Contact us on www.sthelenscastle.co.uk or on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to book your perfect getaway on the Isle of Wight. Also see the Facebook page for the castle for more details.
The Dotty Imaging Company is a new business on the beautiful Isle of Wight. Specialising in creativity from graphic design for print to hand-produced paintings and drawings. Looking for inspiration for that special gift? Something unique? Then the Dotty Imaging Company is your solution. Using the traditional techniques of fine dots, I can produce beautiful pen and ink artwork that can be personalised for family and pet portraits. Order now your unique island gifts or purchase a portrait voucher to give to that special someone or even treat yourself. Google the Dotty Imaging Company, find me on Facebook or call 07 443 506 213. The Dotty Imaging Company, where creativity starts with the dot.
White Fire can supply all your fire equipment as well as carry out all required servicing to keep your business, hotel or guest house safe. We offer fire extinguishers, fire alarms, emergency lighting, a full range of fire and safety signs, fire blankets, smoke detectors and much more. We are the largest fire safety specialist on the Isle of Wight. We offer 24-hour island-wide coverage. Contact us on 01983 407 155 or visit us at www.whitefibre.co.uk. White Fire and Security. We pride ourselves in providing a quality service to all of our customers.
Come and join artist Joanna Corey in this Waves Art workshop called Wire Drawing, where you can create an off-the-page three-dimensional wire drawing on Saturday, 14th November from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Key Arts. Places are funded by Key Arts Youth Offer Waves and are free for young people aged 11 to 14 years. Booking is essential, so contact our box office on 822 490 to book your place.
Hello, Maggie here, coach, mentor, consultant, speaker, author and survivor. Coaching differs when working with every client because people have different goals, aspirations or areas in their lives which they want to change. The common denominator is that they wish to make a change for the better and have made a commitment to do so. I coach by finding out what you want to happen. Then we work together on solutions. I'm straightforward, but I will challenge you when it's in your best interest and I will hold you accountable. Get in touch today via my website, maggiecurry.co.uk, for a free chat to discover how I will support you through the changes you want to make. I will deliver the goods and help you get the results you want. Begin to unlock your future today.
As the nation's leading first aid charity, we at St John Ambulance believe nobody should die because they needed first aid and didn't get it. Yet only one in five of you would know what to do in the event of an emergency. So why not be the difference in your local community by volunteering with the St John Ambulance units at either Ryde or Newport? You'll learn life-saving skills which could be the difference between life and death.
The weekend starts early. It's Wham Bam Alama time. Your 2-hour tonic of rock and roll. We're playing rockers, rollers, smoochers and doo-wop from that great era of music. So join me, the old boy, every Friday, 3 to 5pm for a whole lot of shaking. Only on Vectis Radio. Goodness gracious, Great Walls of Vinyl.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666. Or add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local. So local.
The Lunchtime Social. Brought to you in association with White Fibre. Providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
Okay, and we're back, and just letting you know that we will be live from the White Military and Heritage Museum from 1 o'clock today. James and Judith will be doing the show live with help from Calvin Wires Curry, and also Chip is up there as well. Robert Chip Clark is going to be there helping out, and they are going to be doing some reporting on there's a ride out. I'm not too sure what this actually means, but I think someone's going to drive a tank around, which
might
sounds
be
like
Chip.
Let's hope it's not Chip. So that's today between 1 and 4, and if you are listening to the repeat this evening, then obviously they've gone home, all right? They've gone home. That's there between 1 and 4. Live on the run, we are on the road today doing an outside broadcast. The first one for a couple of months. We love the old outside broadcasts.
They are good. I think it's a good way for to prove that kind of Vectis is community, you know? I mean, most radio stations can't jump from here to there without bringing the whole station with them.
Well, that's true, but then technology these days, which is kind of what we're talking about today, which leads us nicely into, I've started to wonder why we give up so many details about ourselves, passwords, account numbers, addresses, telephone numbers. In fact, we're encouraged to do so. I'm suspicious. You're encouraged to put all your details in a cloud. We'll maintain it for you and keep it nice and safe, only to be hacked by hackers. Would you ever consider going back to the old-fashioned way, like pay cash, or do away with the technology that seems to be leaving us wide open for attack? I keep saying this, but ask yourself this. How is it that people know who you are when they phone you? They're complete strangers. They've got all your details. Someone has given them your details. How safe do you feel now? Paul Gerfin says, depends on how tech savvy you are and can minimise the risks. I like the modern way. I use my phone to pay for things and store my tickets for events, which uses fingerprint technology. I use a password manager to store my passwords, though not my bank details. The software I use, LastPass, gathers all my passwords together and manages them for me. So you're doing the job for them. They won't even have to go looking.
Yeah.
When they've hacked your account, you've done all the tidying.
Yeah.
It's there. I don't even need to remember them, he says. It's encryption. It's greater than what we use, what banks use. Okay. I mean, that
encryption, yeah, good idea, because that means it just puts loads of gibbity-goop when someone tries to hack it. But then again, if that hacker poses as you, then they might be able to still see all the details. Technology is a wondrous thing, but it's also a very good destroyer of lives.
Paul, if you're listening, I know you are. Look, just bear this in mind. Hear me out. I'm not obviously as tech-savvy as you. It seems like you've done what you feel is the right thing to do there. I'm not going to tell you what the right thing to do is, but don't rest on your laurels, because, let's be honest, TalkTalk are a major, major company, and I would imagine that they were, you know, had people in place that were as tech-savvy, probably more so than you, and some 15-year-old kid has probably come along and broken the code. So don't sit there on your laurels, resting on your laurels, because it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It really is. And today we learned, I don't know what the issue is with Marks & Spencer. They're saying it's not a hack. Other people are suggesting that it might be. Other people have been hacked in the past, and they've been hacked by someone that is bright enough to crack codes. So how safe do you feel? You know, I'm beginning to think that, you know, it's going to be safer underneath the mattress. Although I've told everybody now, that's where I'm going to put my money.
Yeah. Well, so when it comes down to it, a 15-year-old kid was able to hack into the American defense program or something like that, and was able to see some of the things going on in there.
Yeah.
I mean, if military websites that have, like, codes and data and, you know, I don't know, maybe launch codes... You know, how safe is the world?
Don't say that. Now you're scaring
me. Yeah. I remember reading a story about it, and this 15-year-old kid. It wasn't American. It was a Russian one. Some 15-year-old American hacked into the Russian defense program and saw where jets were flying, could see where military units were stationed, saw a couple of codes for missiles and things, and was just sat there like, wow. And then his computer shut down, and, well, he got arrested and was put into some... something. I don't know the story fully, but it was something. He got into serious trouble.
Now look, Paul, let's just highlight Paul, okay? Because it depends on how tech savvy you are. I like the modern way. I use my iPhone to pay for things and store my tickets for events, which uses fingerprint technology. That's almost like you're showing off. I got that as well. I'll tell you, I got that as well. But let me point out that if you've got like an iPhone and you've got that fingerprint technology which opens your phone for you, this is how daft it is, because if you turn your phone off, which you can, you don't need a code to turn it off, you can just hold the button down and it turns itself off. And when you turn that phone back on, you don't need that fingerprint anymore. In fact, it tells you, because you're rebooting your phone, you can't use your fingerprint anymore. We need a 4-digit code. Now, it's when you look at a code, let's be honest, if you look at the screen of my phone, there will be
fingerprint marks
all over it. So you might not get it straight away, but there's every chance I might be able to crack your code by using the marks on the screen. So don't ever feel, Paul, honestly, don't ever feel that you are Mr. Smug and you are going to be okay and safe.
I'm actually going to have to wipe my screen. I can see where my code is.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Actually pretty scary.
And that's not technology.
That's just
someone being sneaky and common sense, and obviously a little bit messy as well. You shouldn't have a messy screen. You want to see Dame Shirley's. Dame Shirley's screen is horrendously dirty. I use Password Manager to store my passwords, though not my bank details. The software I use is LastPass. It gathers all my passwords together and manages them for me. I don't even have to remember them. It's encryption greater than what banks use. As we said, that means you're just keeping it nice and tidy for when somebody hacks it. It's all in one place and they can use it. Kerry says, I would much rather use the good old-fashioned methods, Ian. But doesn't actually state what they are.
Pen and paper, that's probably what it is, pen and paper.
Pen and paper and under the mattress.
Yeah, pen and paper under the mattress.
Andy Penn, now this is interesting. I never do banking over the net.
I never do banking over the net. I feel it's so unsafe. I if I'm going to go in and change something or put money in somewhere or whatever, go into the bank and do it. Just go into the bank and do it. It's
But then... If you go into the bank now...
You have to wait 10... Oh, because of the machines. Machines are there. Hello, sir, would you like to donate?
If you go in...
Deposit
now. If you go into our bank, okay...
Yours is Barclays, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting everybody know.
Well, they ain't going to know
your... sort code and the account number as well.
But that's why you go nationwide, because it's easy.
If you go, I don't know what the other banks are like, but if you go into Barclays now, it's quite alarming.
It's got humans in there.
Yeah, but what used to happen is, now this is, again, this is probably me being a little bit cynical, okay?
Yeah.
You go into Barclays now, and I did this last week, to pay some cash in. there isn't a person on the till that you can give the cash to, and they can physically count out in front of you, okay? Yeah. What you do now is you go in and you put your card in, you then put your code in,
okay,
and then you say, I want to put some money in, and then this little tray opens, okay? That little tray opens, and it counts your money, and then tells you how much money you've got, but you don't see them counting it. So just say, for instance, if they shortchange you...
Well, that's why you have to remember how much you have.
Or, you know, two are stuck together. You know, you're trusting that machine, whereas before...
It was a person that manually did it.
If you're looking at the radio thinking you're being a bit cynical, yes, I don't, you know, I am. Well, but just say, for instance, that person then, if they say, that's £180, is that right? And you say, yes. If you say, no, it's not... They will count it again in front of you. It's there. But once that's disappeared, and Andy Payne will know things about this because she's a magician, once you put that money into that box there and it disappears for it to count behind your back and you don't see it, they could be doing anything with it.
Yeah.
Like shortchanging you for a start.
Well, another thing as well is that that machine has taken someone's job.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, I think... For a society, we need jobs. I mean, we're shortchanged. Well, we're shorthanded as it is for jobs. I mean, if I wanted to go out now and find a new job, I'm not saying it's hard because some people just like, oh, it's hard.
What's wrong
to
with
find.
This job?
Yeah. Well, no, nothing's wrong with this job. I'm just saying, like, when people go out and go, oh, it's so hard to find a job. It's not difficult. You just need to put yourself out and actually try to get a job.
Sure.
And I think that's just nasty. You know, someone's lost their job because of that. Because of a machine. I like to count change. That'd be fun. I'll just sit there and...
Nasty.
Yeah.
Not nasty.
Nasty.
You're not up north.
Nasty.
It's nasty.
Nasty, okay.
Yeah, nasty.
But then you're using R's and then it sounds Irish.
Say it after me. There's no R in nasty.
Nasty. Nasty.
So Andy says, I never do banking. Kerry says, I'd much rather use the old-fashioned method as here. I'd be interested to know what the old methods are, but I think we can guess. And Gene Taylor, I think Gene Taylor's celebrating a birthday today. Can you sing happy birthday to Gene?
Gene Taylor.
One, two, three, go.
Who's Gene?
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? Just sing happy birthday. This poor old dear, she's celebrating her birthday today. And
how old is Gene?
Oh, she's probably about 50.
Okay, happy birthday, Gene.
Is that it?
Yeah, happy birthday. You've hit 50, you're older than me. Well done, congratulations. Don't get too drunk, maybe, or, you know, spend some time with your family.
I think Gene's a little bit older than that, but anyway, Gene, nice to hear from you. She says, I never shop or do banking online. I like to see what I'm buying, mm-hmm. and visit a visit to the bank doesn't take that long. Yeah, but Gene, you must have noticed that things are changing. You've got those machines now that take your money for a start. And there's less and less people in these things. You just don't know anymore, dear. The trust has gone out the window for me. And I'm going to have to find a new hiding place because I've told everybody about under my bed. So I've got a loose floorboard.
You have to put like a safe in your house now and you have to remember a code for that.
Honestly, this isn't to alarm people. This is just to make people
aware.
Wake up, because honestly, the minute you start giving your details away, just try it. Honestly, try it. Next time that person that is trying to sell you something, go with it. Just go with it. Don't give them your full details. Just leave some wrong ones out. See, they'll come back to you and say they can't talk to you. So they're already clued up. They're already... The relationship that they're building up with you is built on a lie, mm-hmm. because they know more about you than you know about them. And you know, it comes down to a trust thing. And when you say, oh, I live at number 21 and not number 30, then they say, basically, oh, sorry, we can't talk to you because you've given us the wrong information.
Yeah.
One, it's quite a good... It gives you a little buzz inside because you've messed them about for a change. But two, it makes you realise that they actually know more about you than you think. And it's scary. And you should be scared. You should be concerned. We're only doing this to make people aware. There are a lot of people, Paul used the word savvy, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, Paul is savvy. Paul is switched on, and he's probably, you know, considerably safer than most because he knows what he's doing. He won't be opening emails that are supposedly going to give him a problem.
Yeah.
You know, like certain people are. So all we're saying is just be careful. But ask yourself this, how safe do you feel? How safe do you feel? You're probably better off not ever getting up or going out.
To be honest, that sounds like that's what this system wants you to do. You can buy all your shopping out You know, you can be on the internet, you can buy your shopping, you can play your games, you can chat to your friends. It's going to turn out to be like Wall-E. You ever watch that film, Wall-E?
No. It's way above me.
It's a Disney film. It's actually... It's
still a way above me.
Well, it's... if you need to watch it, it's actually got a real strong message behind it.
What's the message?
The message is, basically, the Earth goes to absolute hell. Too much garbage, okay? We can't get rid of enough of it.
That's where we're going.
So, everyone goes out to space, and... slowly over time, people start to get more fatter because they're not exercising, they're not focusing on what they need, they're not getting their natural foods, they're not doing what they need to do. Basically, this machine goes there and everyone is overweight, nobody walks, everyone's been told, they grow up being told, here's how you get your food, this is what you're meant to wear, this is how it's meant to go. It's a really smart film, it really is.
Sounds like my wife. Wally is my wife, and many other wives around the country. Hey look, we're going to be live from the White Military and Heritage Museum in just a few moments, if Kelvin Curry's got it all wired up correctly. If you're listening to the later version of the Lunchtime Social Debate, they've gone now, alright?